The Burrito Radio Show is brought to you by 2B1 Entertainment.
Having troubles with your electronic products, including your cell phone or maybe it's your laptop? Well, the Nerd Repair Center located on El Cajon Boulevard can help you out. Give them a call at 619-363-4210. They're located at 3829 El Cajon Boulevard. Their hours of operation are Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
You're listening to the Burrito Radio Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Burrito Radio Show. This is your host, 2B1 Energy, on the road out here in San Antonio, Texas. We have two guests who are what I call experienced travelers, and we're here to talk about the health of actually traveling and seeing parts of the world, some of the things that we haven't seen yet. So out here in San Antonio, Texas, I have my first guest. Would be, I call her Shay, but what do you call people? What else do people call you?
AKA Poodle Dog Mom, AKA Sour Patch, AKA 2B3, AKA Shay Shay.
All right, and we have her future fiance here. Current fiance, future husband. Travis, do you have any AKAs?
No.
Okay. AKA Trav Dog, AKA Lord Travis, AKA 2B4.
AKA okay.
Right on. Okay, so we're out here in San Antonio, like I said, 2B1 Energy with the Burrito Radio Show, and we're here to talk about travel. We have two experienced travelers here. First of all, let me ask you, what got you into traveling in the first place? What inspired you to travel? Shay, can you help us out?
I just wanted to see different places of the world. I just like to experience. That's probably one of my favorite hobbies, is just going to different places and seeing what life is like there.
And yourself, Travis?
For me, it was probably Uncle Sam that helped me travel a whole bunch. So I've been lots of places. Everywhere but Southeast Asia.
Everywhere but Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to go a little bit more into that. But in the meantime, real quick, for you, Shay, what have you gotten out of your travels before we get into some of the places that you've been to? What's some of the better parts of things that you've gotten?
That America is not the greatest country in the world.
And what do you mean by that?
That people say that, I mean, you hear this mostly amongst people who don't travel, that America is the greatest country in the world, but there's a lot of other great countries, and then Americans have this idea that only America is free, but I feel like we're more free than a lot of countries, but we're no more or less free than other westernized countries. So that was something.
Are you talking about westernized or industrial countries?
Industrial.
So in other words, we're not saying they're less free or more free. It's about the same type
Correct.
Of freedom.
Correct.
Okay. And Travis, do you have that same sentiment as far as on your journeys?
No, I don't think that America is. I think it is a pretty good place.
You might want to speak up for our audience so they can make sure they hear you. Yeah.
No, I think that America is a much better place than any other place that I've visited. I like visiting other countries, but I'm always glad to be home. And there's no place.
I think that's because it's home. I'm always glad to go places and I'm glad to come back. But that doesn't mean other countries that it wouldn't could be just, you know, just as nice to live there. But it's home, so everyone always likes coming back home. But that doesn't necessarily mean the other countries are less or more than America.
I would disagree with that. And the countries that I've been to, I've thought about, hey, could I live here? Yes, I could. But would I be happiest living here and even in places like Mexico, Costa Rica, some of those other places that are closer to here, but you can live really cheaply in.
So what would
real quick, hold on a second, real quick. Let's start off with a starting point first. First of all, what hometown are you representing there, Shay?
Hometown or
what town are you representing? What I mean, where were you born?
Mesa, Arizona.
Mesa, Arizona. So you start off your journey in life in Mesa, Arizona, and Travis, Trav Dog.
San Diego, California.
You were born in San Diego, California. Okay, now, were you raised in San Diego, California?
No, I was raised in North Dakota.
Raised in North Dakota for many years and graduated from there?
Yep.
And what about you? Were you raised in Mesa, Arizona?
No, Phoenix.
You were raised mostly in Phoenix.
Yeah.
So, both of these places, even though you were born there, you decided that you want to see more of the world in each place.
Correct.
Yep.
And in this sense, this is where the journey starts.
Yes.
Right? Now, okay, so let's start off with Travis, you first. You said you start off in the military. Is this where you really start your journey, or did you start traveling first and then you start...
As a kid, I traveled to California a few times to visit relatives that still live there, and I decided to take a cross-country trip in my Toyota Supra from North Dakota to Florida as a senior in high school. So I drove all the way across the country in a little bit of a road trip, kind of like National Lampoon's.
By yourself, or you had like a couple of people with you?
My mom and my sister were there, and I drove halfway back from Missouri to North Dakota with just my sister.
Hey, that must have been a pretty cool trip.
Yeah, it was, except for getting stuck in East Memphis at 11 o'clock at night with no GPS. This was before the days of cell phones and all that, and trying to ask for directions. And I was definitely the only person not of color within a 5-mile radius, and the bars were on the windows of the gas station, and I'm sure the people that saw me there said this kid does not know where he is, and they were really nice.
You made it out. And Shay, what about yourself? How'd your first initial journey start?
Someone said, hey, do you want to go to London? And I said, yeah, I'd love to go to London. I want to see what London's like.
That was your first major trip?
As an adult, as a kid, I mean, we would go, obviously, to California and back, and we've been to Mexico. When I was, I don't remember how old, my grandmother took, we took a train across country to the East Coast. So we went from California to Maryland, and we visited New York, Maryland, New Jersey, and just a lot of East Coast states.
So that was kind of like the intro to your
quest. That was
my
very first trip, correct.
When you were like, what, a teenager?
No, I was under 10.
So that was like really your first introduction to other places other than where you were, came from, which probably opened your eyes and said, hey, I want to see more than just this, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so from there... Right? Now, you said you were joining the military right after that, right? After that?
Mm-hmm.
So, where was your first duty station?
My first duty station, technically, was in California, but my tech school was almost a year, and I spent that in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Biloxi, Mississippi. Yep. And what's your take on Biloxi?
It was a very interesting city. The casinos had just been legalized there, and it reminded me of like Cold War, but it was like the Civil War still getting fought 150 years later.
Really? Oh, man. All right.
There was a lot of racial tension there, but it was just nobody talked about it.
And, right. It was a taboo.
When I was there, they finally ratified the 13th Amendment, so that was good.
Whoa, man. You're talking about Mississippi, right?
Yes.
Whew, Mississippi, come on now. Okay, what about you, Shay Shay? What was one of your first outside of after becoming an adult?
It was London.
London?
Yes.
That was your first major one?
I mean, outside of the continental U.S., yes.
Right. And?
I mean, I made a move from Arizona to Texas when I was 22 years old.
So Texas really would be the next step. More than London.
Correct. Texas would be the next
So before we get to London, talk about Texas.
Well, technically, I went when I was a freshman in high school, I went to visit Montana for a month. So that was definitely a culture shock.
Oh, so even before London.
Before Texas.
All right, so now we're getting into the truth. We're coming with the truth and the facts, y'all. Went to Montana first.
Correct.
And got a little glimpse of Montana life.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
And what was your impression of Montana?
It was beautiful. The people had their beliefs differed from mine. They were much more reserved. But it was a beautiful, state.
Like scenery-wise?
Scenery-wise.
The people were very nice.
People were nice.
Very relaxed?
Very relaxed.
But at the same time, it didn't really fit your flavor because...
There wasn't a lot of diversity there.
Diversity as far as things to do or people?
Both.
Okay, and we need a little bit more excitement.
Correct.
Right, but at the same time, you give it all the props in the world when it comes down to relaxing.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was a beautiful state. And, you know, Montana is comprised of a lot of small towns, and each small town had their pride. And I had the pleasure of visiting a lot of the small towns. I visited, like, Missoula. Great Falls is a city.
You go to Billings?
I went to Billings. Shoto. So it was, you know, Billings, Billings, Great Falls, and Missoula are more larger cities and not so much small towns, but they do have a lot of small towns who have a lot of pride, and they have a lot of town activities, which were, you don't see as much in the city, where everyone just gets out on a regular basis and gathers together, which I thought was very... very cool.
Now, I wanted to go over like your early portion before we get to the heavy portion. I know you love London, so we had to take a break before we get to London. But I wanted to let the audience know that before London, you actually went to other places.
Correct.
When you got older. Correct. I tell you what.
I think I went on a cruise before I went to London, too.
So. Yeah. Well, hold on. We're going to take a short pause real quick, folks. And we're going to come back with two wonderful travelers here. They got a lot of information and let you know about different places and to know about. This is 2B1 Energy on the Burrito Radio Show.
And Poodle Dog Mom, a.k.a. Sour Patch, a.k.a. Shay Shay.
Hola, somos Azul Jewelry y estás escuchando el show del Burrito Radio Show.
The attention is to below. We'll be our next stop. We'll take a short rest break. Just like to ask once again, to use any electronic devices, cell phones, tablets, laptops, please do not, and repeat, do not use the speakers on those devices. Use your headphones or earbuds so that you don't disturb the person sitting next to you or around you.
Hi, this is Terry from Amethyst Moon. We're located at 8329 La Mesa Boulevard. We'd like to remind you that we're open for business and we have new store hours Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. We'll see you soon.
The Burrito Radio Show brings you a new program titled Boxing is Life, brought to you by the fictional character Baba Zande. For entertainment purposes only. Fresh food for the fresh body. What goes in fresh comes out healthy. Be sure to visit your local farmer's market, and trust me, you'll feel much better.
Everybody, this is Del Sol Records, and you're listening to the Burrito Radio Show.
Yes, we're back out here in San Antonio, Texas, home of the San Antonio Spurs when they had Tim Duncan. They had the Admiral David Robinson. They had your man Kawhi Leonard, Tony Parker. I'm talking about just former players, you know, Tony Parker. So yeah, we got some championship banner plates out here in San Antonio. So I'd like to extend more on your travels with the military. You said first you start off, your first little journey was in the military. One more time?
Biloxi.
Okay, so then after Biloxi, what happened after that?
Then I was stationed at Beale Air Force Base, California for 2 years. It's about an hour north of Sacramento in the middle of nowhere.
In the desert?
No, it's north of Sacramento, so it's in the wine, valley.
Wine country?
Yeah, at the north end of wine country.
So you got some good tasting wine out there?
Not there. Sutter Home was made near there. And that's
Sutter Home?
Yeah, that's a really...
Boo!
That's not very good wine. So, but I did enjoy being in California, other than the fact that it was just... It was too much to live. It was too expensive.
Yeah.
And when you're a poor airman, that's not a good place to live with no money.
Yeah. And so what was the next place after that?
After that, I got out of the Air Force and moved to San Antonio.
Got an active duty, yeah. Right? So you went into the...
And that's when you came here in San Antonio, and you've been here ever since. But ever since then, you are...
A reservist.
Reservist.
So from that, I've gone several times to California. I've gone to Charleston, South Carolina.
What do you think of Charleston?
Charleston was very interesting. That was probably the first time, other than being Biloxi, that I was ever in the typical Deep South.
Yeah.
And... also, I spent some time in Atlanta through the reserves, but probably the weirdest or the most interesting thing that we saw when I was there was in downtown Charleston. They still have the downtown market where they, I'm not sure if it's the original, but they have a place where they used to sell slaves, and they had a mock-up of what it looked like. And it was really depressing to see that, but it was a good historical lesson. But it just made me really sad to see, people used to be here and were sold.
At the same time, they're using it as a tourist marketing point now, more so than actually being something to be proud about.
Right. It's more of an educational thing. This is, this was where slaves were bought and sold at one point. And like I said, it just really, to me, there was a real just a negative energy there. Like it just.
Now, did you get a chance to actually get a vibe out the people, or did you get a chance to go anyplace while you were there?
The people were okay. Mostly on that particular trip, I didn't get to do as much sightseeing. There was just maybe one day where I had downtime and got to experience kind of the downtown Charleston. More, I don't know if it's called a tourist area, but it's definitely where all the people go if they're going to go do something in Charleston.
And where after Charleston?
I've been to more, not interesting places, but Dover, Delaware, which is literally in the middle of nowhere. One of my tours there, I was at the casino that Tracy Morgan played the night he left and got almost killed from the traveling back to New York in a limo. He just happened to be playing the casino there, and he was driving back, and then the Walmart truck hit his limo, and he almost died.
So right, you remember that concert? Yeah.
That was kind of surreal. The next morning, waking up, and he was just here, and he's in the hospital. I've been to other places. Been to Japan. That was a really interesting experience. The food was amazing. The people were. Well, with COVID-19 and everybody wearing masks, that's kind of Japan's staple. If they think that they're sick, they'll don a mask, and you just see a bunch of people running around in masks, and that's normal for them, but it's not normal, or hasn't been normal for us. Maybe it's going to be normal now.
Well, the air quality over there is definitely different with all the pollution that they have, and just like a very condensed area. As far as like. Any other place overseas that you've been able to do before we move on to Shay's little adventure?
The two other places I've been overseas that are really interesting is Germany, and I highly recommend everybody go. The people are amazing, the food's amazing, the The weather is good as long as you're going in not in the wintertime. It's just a very different culture than anything that you'll experience in the United States. So it's definitely something that's
highly recommended.
Highly recommended. For a lot of reasons, and most people speak English there, even though it's clearly German is, you know, still their number one language, but everyone takes English, so for the most part you can get around in a country they'll speak your language.
All right, if we have time, we'll come back to Germany. Okay, Shay, you're on the stage now. You got the floor. After your little time period in Montana, you said London was one of your next best places to. Please help describe London for, you know, what'd you like about London so much?
Just the vibe of London. I liked, I really just liked the vibe. I liked the people. Everyone was very nice. I liked all of the historical buildings.
And what part of London? You know, that's a big deal. What part of London were you?
What part of London?
Yeah, do you know if it was East, West London, North, South London?
I was all over London. I don't know where we rented an Airbnb, and I can't remember what side of London, but their public transportation is one of the best that I've ever seen. I mean, you can get from one side of London to the other.
So you didn't notice any type of bad part of London as far as, like, danger or...
No, and in London, that was when I was, you know, young and alive, and I was going out at night, and I felt completely safe. The traffic was terrible, and I wouldn't necessarily want to drive there, but their public transportation during the day was wonderful.
A lot of people rode bicycles, right?
A lot of people wore bicycles, a lot of people walked. The other thing I noticed was majority of their shops compared to America were mom and pop shops, where majority of businesses here are chains, and there's, you know, mostly chains with some mom and pop shops mixed in. In London, it was most of the restaurants were mom and pop shops. Most of the grocery stores were mom and pop shops. It was
not the corporations.
There weren't a lot of chain businesses.
Now, being in London, were you able to go to other places? This is so close to other.
So from London, I flew to Amsterdam.
Right. So you've been to Amsterdam? Any?
Let's see. Amsterdam was an interesting experience. They had a lot of parks there. Wonderful parks.
Where else did you go?
On that trip, I went to London and Amsterdam. Lot of bike riding in Amsterdam. That was like, I had never seen, imagine a Walmart parking lot full of bikes. I've never seen so many bikes in my life. That's their primary method of transportation in Amsterdam is bikes.
Nice. Any other places that you've been? In your life that you want to talk about?
Let's see. I've been to Dubai.
Dubai? What do you think of Dubai?
It is a very fancy city. The people there were very nice. It was a culture shock because, obviously, it's in the Middle East. And it was just, they have a lot of different values there. So getting to know what their values were was interesting. But it was a beautiful city. I mean, Dubai is, you know, they want to be the richest. They want to be the best. They want to, and they want to show, right? That's in the United Emirates. So compared to, let me see, what country is that? So Dubai, they want to... Yeah, they just want to show where in the United Emirates, they're not the richest city, but they show the most. Like, they want people to come visit because United Emirates, all of their money comes from oil, right?
Right.
And so when the oil runs out, Dubai's hoping that they still have money coming from tourism.
Right, right.
So they want to make sure that they increase their tourism so they, you know... The tallest building in the world is in Dubai, and they're already building two more buildings to top the tallest building.
So even though it's a Muslim country, it's very friendly towards all kinds
correct.
Of...
Correct. And And everybody there is friendly, and everybody there is accepting of other people's beliefs. And it gave me a different, you know, I never really understood, it gave me an insight into what they believe. And so, you know, I've always thought of Muslims as they don't respect women, but now I see a different side of it. One thing that I thought was really cool was on Wednesdays in Dubai, all parks, because, you know, women can't show their hair to other men that are not immediate family. So Wednesdays, all parks in Dubai, only women and children can go. So women can relax and they can take off, you know, they can show their hair, they can take off their hijab and just relax and be in the park with women and kids, and men aren't allowed in the park just so women can get that comfort, right? And they can relax. And I thought that was just a really respectful thing to do. Another thing is they have a train that is only, you know, they have public transportation. So, and they have a train that's only, women can ride on the men train, but they have a train that's specifically for women and children so that women can relax and feel more comfortable.
So what other places have you been to?
I've been to Egypt.
Egypt?
Yes.
And where else?
I've been to Haiti.
Haiti?
I've been to the Dominican Republic.
Dominican Republic. So real quick, with Egypt, did you go see the pyramids?
I did.
Very impressive?
Yeah, the pyramids are beautiful.
But the city itself?
The city itself is not beautiful.
We're going to get back to that. What about Haiti? What do you think of Haiti?
Haiti was very beautiful. I know, it's beautiful. The people are nice. I like, the thing I like, mostly when I travel, I like to get to know different people, and I like to get to know what their, you know, what they believe in their culture and what their customs are in each, you know, the specific area that I'm in, because I can't say all, every country, the culture is the same throughout, but I like to get to know, I just like to observe. And, but one thing is like the beauty of the country, and Haiti is a very beautiful country. There's a lot of, they have a lot of, the animals were cool, the people were very friendly, I loved it,
Same thing with the Dominican?
Same thing with the Dominican, yes. Not so much Belize, but the same thing with the Dominican and Haiti.
Okay, we're going to take another short break here, come back with one more segment here with the Travelers, Shay Shay, a.k.a. 2B3 and all these other a.k.a.s. We got Travis, a.k.a. Trav Dog, that's what they call him, I think, maybe on a ship back home. But anyway, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back after a few messages from our sponsors.
Hello, this is Ricky Elliott. I work under the umbrella of Primerica, and what we do is we teach families to earn more income, become properly protected, debt-free, and financially independent. My contact information is 619-867-1053.
To Be One has a game called None Is Perfect Billiards. It is a game based on points, stroke play, pretty much. You get to find out what your score would be in comparison to the pros. It's one of the better games that's out there, and it's new and fresh for the 21st century. If you'd like to be on the players list or participate in one of the games or videos, contact None Is Perfect Billiards at nipbilliards@gmail.com. Get on the players list and take part in the fun today.
This is the Poodle Dog Mom
and T Dog,
and you're listening to the Burrito Radio Show.
Have you ever wondered how the pedicab industry got started?
You know the guys and gals that travel people around town? Well, purchase the book Pedicab Hearsay, available on Amazon.com, both electronic and hard copy. Get the stories today.
Hey, you guys, we're over here at Marcella June's Coffee Lounge. Our address is 8513 La Mesa Boulevard. We sell herbal medicine and coffee and tea, and we're working on a lot of community projects to get some massage therapy going in with all this. You can reach us at 619-504-9494. We're open Monday through Friday again. Please come on by. Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Carol Wilson. I'm the owner of Fitness 360, a fitness boutique studio in Dallas, Texas, and you're listening to the Burrito Radio Show.
San Antonio, Texas is the Burrito Radio Show on the road out here with the travelers, y'all. So it's kind of like a, you know, a cool thing. First of all, I want to appreciate everything that y'all are talking about. I know you've probably been other places, but before we can't go in every single place you've been to, but I appreciate you guys bringing the best places that you like. But now I'd like to talk about maybe some things like the food. Some of these foods, some of these places that you've been to, the food.
Do you want to know the worst food or the best food?
Well, first of all, let's talk about some of the worst places when it comes down to actually some of the worst places you've been to that you didn't like, and some of the best food that you had out there.
Would you like me to go first? How about I do the worst and you can do the best?
No. Dude, give me some of the worst places you've been to as far as like you were like just didn't get it.
The Dominican Republic.
What about it?
I was hungry for 4 days. The food was so bad. The noodles, like, I thought, I can't go wrong with spaghetti. But the noodles came out, and they were crunchy. Like, spaghetti noodles...
They didn't really...
They just prepared everything differently. And then, so I said, okay, like, it just is not appetizing because I'm not used to that type of food. And then I thought the next day, I'm gonna order a salad. I can't go wrong with a salad. They bring me a sliced tomato, which I'm not a huge fan of tomatoes, and a slice of cheese and a piece of lettuce. And that's what their salad consisted of: a piece of lettuce, a piece of cheese, and a sliced tomato.
Man, not that the place was bad, but getting something to eat there was difficult.
I was hungry for 4 days, and finally I had a breakdown, and I started crying, and I just wanted food.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Okay, Travis, real quick, do you have a food place that was kind of like, you just understand like why they had the food, like you just couldn't eat it?
Probably the best example of really bad food. Mexico has a lot of really good food, but sometimes their interpretation of American food is really bad. The first time I went to Mexico, I was a sophomore in high school, and one of the pizza places put escargot on pizza, and I'm just like, I wouldn't eat it.
Yeah.
And then I went to another place called Saltillo in the state of Coahuila, and the pizza places there would put, I don't know if you've ever seen those really bright red food colored hot dogs, but their idea of putting toppings on pizza was cutting those hot dogs up and putting them on a pizza. And I'm just like, you know, the rest of the food down there that was authentic Mexican was really good food. I mean, it's really hard to get that kind of quality food up here. But with those things like pizza, it was just like, no, you don't want to eat that stuff.
What about on your ship?
The other thing on, like, in Germany, which I found this really funny, you know, Shay was talking about with chain restaurants, and in Germany it's the same thing. They're mom-and-pop shops, they're mom-and-pop restaurants, and but if you're stationed there in Germany in the Air Force or whatever service you're in, they had just put a Chili's in on base. And it was just absolutely packed, and they had a macaroni grill as well, and everybody was on base was going to these restaurants, and the people that I were with were looking at each other like, why are you going to this really crappy, you know, processed food restaurants when you have the nearest town is called Landstuhl and Kaiserslautern, what they call a K-town for short. But they had all these really good restaurants, and they weren't just, you know, German food. It was like Italian,
right?
What have you? You could get, but they were all mom and pop shops. All the food was fresh, and it's like, why would you go to Chili's or Macaroni Grill when you could go to, you know, these restaurants that had fresh food and, you know, were prepared? It was just, I didn't understand it. I thought the people that were there were just crazy.
So Germany, you really like the food in Germany?
Yes,
but. In certain parts of Mexico, and
stay away from the pizza in Mexico. Yeah, yeah. Just eat the Mexican food, and you'll be fine.
Nice. And what about yourself? As far as any other place that where the food was just kind of like,
are you asking if it was great or
either one?
Okay, so I can tell you the best meal I've ever had overseas. Oddly enough, was also in the Dominican. I don't know if it was because I hadn't eaten for 4 days. Or if it was just really good, but I was on this tour, and they would we toured a local school, a local private school. That was amazing to get to see their, you know, the local classrooms, and we toured a tobacco factory, and then they took us to a local beach, not a tourist beach, and they had this little hut, and the fishermen would come, you know, just on. Basically nothing bigger than a kayak, and they'd come and they'd sell their what they caught for the day to this hut, and this hut had no electricity, had no running water, and our tour guide said, this is where we're going to eat, and I thought, not again, please, not again, don't do this to me again. And so I said, okay, being in 4 days, I'm just going to eat this. And it was the best meal I ever had. The fish was so fresh. And you would get fish that here would cost you $35 a pound.
Right.
And the whole meal, I think, cost us like $10. It was absolutely amazing. And they had food, like, I thought I was going to get food poisoning, right? Because they had no electricity and no running water.
They just had a fire pit, right?
They had a fire pit, and they had like buckets of water where they cleaned the fish, and then they had another bucket, and you know, they had a source on the beach, but they just didn't have water at the hut. So, but they had fried plantains, and that was the first time I had ever had plantain, and they had just the most fresh fish, and I mean, it came out just like
from the ocean to the bucket,
ocean. Same day from the ocean too, and it was delicious. So that was probably overseas the best meal I ever had. But I'd say overall the food, I would like. Let's see, probably Dubai. I mean, they just had it was probably most similar to America's food.
Right.
So they had a ton of change. So I preferred eating in Dubai the most because it was what I was accustomed to.
And so. What places would you look forward to going to in the future that you haven't been to? Or would you like to go back to?
I think I want to go to Germany with Travis because he always tells me how good the food is and how interesting it is.
Germany?
Yeah.
Anywhere else?
I would definitely like to go back to the British Virgin Islands. That's another place I went that we didn't really talk about.
We'll talk about it real quick.
We went to this island called Anagata Devita, which I'm sure you know that there was a Deep Purple song about that. But it's an actual island in the middle of in the British Virgin Islands, but it it only has like maybe 15 or 20 feet of elevation. It's basically a sandbar in the middle of nowhere, and there's just a few houses on it. And I was happened to be sailing with friends for a week, and that was one of the islands we stopped at because they have some of the best lobsters. And so we sailed on the front part of the island, had lunch, and had a lobster that was probably, you probably would have paid $100, $150 for it. It was just huge, and they would catch these right off the island, and you would go say, hey, I want this one, and you know, 20 minutes later they brought it, it was barbecued, and then sailed around the other side of the island, had another lobster for dinner, and yeah, that was, that's a place I'd really like to go back to someday.
I'd like to go to Bali, hit honeymoon.
Bali? What's up with Bali?
Bali? Well, they have... Well, I have been to Asia because I've been to Dubai, but I'd like to go to Indonesia. I'd like to see... I guess we have seen elephants in person, but I'd like to see them again, not so much riding them.
You want to see Asian elephants, right?
Yeah. I'd like to see Asian
Interesting.
Elephants. I'd like to see... I don't know, I've heard that their beaches are some of the most beautiful in the world, and I know Travis really enjoys just lounging on the beach, and I'm, you know, one day out of our 7 days, we can lounge on the beach, and then the other days, we can go see their temples, we can go see the elephants, we can go and just, you know, get to know.
It's also the number one honeymoon spot, you know.
It is one of the top honeymoon spots.
According to Google.
According to Google.
Especially when I search Google, because I look up Bali pretty often.
Now, what about the Far East? Have you ever thought about going to a place, let's say, like Singapore or Thailand or Philippines?
Thailand, I also is on my list.
Yeah, I'd like to visit Thailand. The Philippines... from what I understand, my cousin's fiance is from the Philippines, and she still isn't here in the United States. And from what I've heard, it's a lot rougher of a country. One of her relatives was recently kidnapped.
Can't be rougher than the countries I've been.
What country that was rough?
Egypt
was rough.
Egypt was rough. Belize was rough.
Belize was rough.
But Egypt was the worst.
Egypt is like a very like nerve-wracking place to be.
Correct.
Because
people like to, I don't want to say harass, but they like to harass you.
For just to sell you anything.
Just to sell you anything. They will follow you for probably a few minutes. I know the worst thing. I just have a couple of experiences. One is, so I went down into this pyramid, and you have to climb a ladder to get down, and you have to climb a ladder to get up. And there was someone down there, and I thought he was just, I don't know what I thought, but I thought he was there to help, and he's like, hey, do you want me to take your picture? And I'm like, sure, you can take my picture, like, why not? And then, so as he's handing me the phone back, he's like, where's my money? And I'm like, and I said, all I have is like a 20. I'm not paying $20 for a picture that was taken on my phone. And then he proceeds to follow us up this ladder that we have to climb to get out of the pyramid. Like, where's my money? And so we're like climbing up this ladder. And my friend behind me is like, go, go, go. Because he's like following us up this ladder to try to get money. To go into any hotel, because we were staying at the Ritz-Carlton. So to go, there would be, you would have to enter, and then barriers would come up on each side of the car so you couldn't back up or move forward. And a bomb-sniffing dog would walk around the car.
Right.
They would take pictures of your license plate. They'd take pictures of your driver's license. And you had to open all the doors, and the dog had to sniff inside to make sure you weren't carrying anything before you were allowed on the hotel property. So even when I was in a cab or I was getting dropped off, this is like the process that you have to go through.
So it was nerve-wracking to the point because of the instability of the country itself.
Correct.
And this is what, they had the uprising back in 2014?
Correct.
And so they're still going through changes.
They are, and they have a lot of buildings that are half completed because I guess during this uprising, a lot of developers or builders or whoever they were would say, oh, I'm going to go build all these buildings without the proper permits. So they have probably 50% of their buildings that are incomplete because when, I guess they got, I don't know, they said, well, you can't build this building, you didn't get permission. So, but then they have people living in these unfinished buildings, and it's definitely something I've never seen before.
It's an eye-opener. Yes, you said Belize is another dangerous place?
I don't know if I felt as dangerous as there. It's just as you know, it's just people, not everyone clearly is as privileged as a lot of Americans are. And it was just an eye-opener. It was something I've never seen before. I didn't feel like I was unsafe in Belize. I definitely felt at times unsafe in Egypt, but I didn't necessarily feel unsafe as much as I just didn't think it was as beautiful of a city. There was a lot of poverty in the city.
Poverty, yeah. Like the favelas, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Well, any other place that you would like to go to or visit before we...
I want to go everywhere. I want to go to Spain. I want to go to Japan.
I want to go see Greece.
What about Kalamazoo, Michigan?
No, not so much.
No, yeah. But you said like everywhere. You said everywhere.
I'd like to go. Greece is another option for a honeymoon. Great choice. Mm-hmm. Great choice. I really want to see.
Wait, Greece. What about Jackson, Mississippi?
Not so much.
No. No.
I think I spent one night in Jackson, Mississippi.
I do want to see more of America because I haven't seen as much. So I would like to see more of it.
I think I've been to 45 out of the 50 states.
Yeah.
And the ones that I haven't are all northeast, like Maine and Vermont and that area. Yeah.
What about Detroit, Michigan?
I don't
know. No, that's the second Michigan I said. Anyway, you never know. They could change their mind because that's how life is. I'd like to thank my guests today. On the Burrito Radio Show, they had definitely gave us some insight on the journey, the life of the journey. I think it's important for the youngsters out there to keep in mind that it's very important to get a passport to be able to travel to these places, especially now more so than ever. Sometimes when we get caught up with the law, we're unable to travel, so it's important for the youngsters to remember to try to stay out of trouble so you can actually get a passport to travel and see parts of the world that you probably could never really imagine what it could be like when you get there. Any last words for our public out here? Any advice for traveling advice?
Be patient, be flexible, and be friendly.
Be friendly. Just you know, experience different cultures and just take it in. Don't try to push your beliefs on other people. You're there to see their world. You're not there. They're not there to see yours. So you just want to take it in and just, you know, that's my advice.
Ah, nice. Okay, this is the 2B1 Energy on the Burrito Radio Show. As we like to always say, it's still one motion. So ride the wave of life.